Good morning. A large ridge of high pressure building in from the mid-Atlantic will bring even hotter and more humid air into place on this Labor Day. As a result, with hazy sunshine, temperatures will reach into the upper 80s and lower 90s region-wide, especially in valley locations where the humidity will be high and the heat index will approach 100 degrees during the middle of the afternoon. As a result, heat advisories have been issued for valley locations across interior New York and New England. We do run the risk of an isolated passing shower or a thunderstorm, but these will be widely scattered and few and far between. We do run the risk of a scattered thunderstorm again tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and muggy with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pass through during the day tomorrow. This will touch off a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise hazy, hot, and humid again, with high temperatures once again in the lower 90s and the heat index above 95. On Wednesday, the ridge will crest over the region and high temperatures will be in the lower 90s again, with the heat index in the upper 90s to around 100. A cold front and a wave of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pass to our north and west on Thursday. The result will be a better chance of showers and thunderstorms and at least more cloud cover, which will keep high temperatures in the middle 80s. A better chance at more showers and thunderstorms on Friday and perhaps even into Saturday as the cold front slides to our south, cooler air will move in and highs will stay in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible in parts of the plains to the upper Midwest over the next couple of days. A stalled front will linger across these areas before another cold front approaches tomorrow, creating increased possibilities for rain as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico remains in the area. Many of these locations have already seen excessive rainfall recently, and river flooding is ongoing. Any additional rainfall will only exacerbate the flooding. In addition, the Storm Prediction Center has parts of the Central Plains outlook with a slight risk for severe weather. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on potential tropical cyclone number 7, located about 225 miles east-southeast of Marathon, Florida. The system is moving toward the west-northwest near 15 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through Wednesday. On the forecast track, the disturbance will pass over the Florida Keys or the southern portion of the Florida Peninsula today and move over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico by tonight and reach the central Gulf Coast by late Tuesday or Tuesday night. Maximum sustained winds are near 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the disturbance is expected to become a tropical depression today and a tropical storm tonight. Regardless of its classification, heavy rain is likely across the southern Florida Peninsula and the Keys and eventually the Gulf Coast. The Hurricane Center is also issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Florence, located about 790 miles west-northwest of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands. Florence is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. A slightly slower west-to-west-northwest motion is expected during the next few days. Maximum sustained winds remain near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast over the next few days. At Mount Washington early this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 56 degrees with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 28 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 69, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 75, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just a trace for the month of September so far, and 26.26 inches for the year, which is 0.08 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 39, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:26 p.m. 13 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid with a scattered shower or a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy and muggy with a shower or a storm tonight, and lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of southern New England, partly sunny today, hot and humid, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a shower or storm, lows around 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today, with just the outside chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with just a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy with a shower or storm tonight, and lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid, just an isolated thunderstorm possible, lower 90s. Hot and humid Wednesday, with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the lower 90s. A better chance at a few more showers and storms Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. And partly sunny with a chance of showers or storms on Friday and Saturday, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.